T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the Seminole Hard Rock Poke Room, and join us here at the table is the Struts, Luke, Adam, Jed, and Gethin. You guys are just got done doing a show at our sister station, The Shark. Ashley and Spanish introducing you guys. How was the show over here?
Brilliant.
Yeah? It was a nice little acoustic number in the middle of the casino.
Do you guys play acoustic often or no? I feel like that's not something you do often.
Not our choice, but we enjoy doing it.
You do? It's a little more intimate, no?
Yeah. It's a very different thing. It's completely different. I think if you listen to it, you could probably appreciate the lyrics more and stuff like that, and the chords. But it's very different from seeing the live stuff.
Well, look, I saw this on your Instagram earlier today. So you guys are playing at the Culture Room tonight, and you were bringing up a memory, like the power cut on you guys the last time you were here, and you had to do that impromptu.
Yeah.
Like what is the mindset when that happens? Like all of a sudden, all right, we got a show to put on. There's no power. How do you go about fixing that?
So I tell a little bit of a lie. We were set to do an unplugged version of Black Swan that night. Anyway, so for one reason or another, the power went anyway. So me and Az were just like, well, let's just do what we set out to do, but with no PA, no sound system, anything. Wow. And we managed to... I think you got the acoustic guitar. Someone ran and got an acoustic guitar instead of electric. I think...
We went to play it acoustically anyway, remember?
Ah, yes.
And then I just sat on the stage and serenaded them with no power. So it was great.
So it was nothing to it. You guys were all... You were comfortable into that mode of like, with if it seemed like something was going wrong, but it was finally handled.
I think what makes a great band great is how they handle unpredictable kind of situations, you know, whether it's you mess up or the power goes out or the fight breaks out in front of you, like that's what makes a great band, how you handle those unexpected situations.
So you guys played at the first Riptide that we had down here.
Yes.
On Fort Lauderdale Beach, and we were like just wandering around backstage by tour buses, and you guys step out of your tour bus and are like, the hell is going on here? Like, who are these guys? And then you got on stage and completely rocked it. And we were like, all right, I'm on with the Struts. Like, we gotta check them out. Then we saw you again over at the Crotobotry event. And we've been following you ever since. This rise has been pretty cool for you. Is this how you expected it to go? Or is this, I mean, you're on stage freaking singing, Queen songs with Taylor and the Foo Fighters. And, I mean, it's getting out of control.
It's been a very, very good year for us. We couldn't... I remember at the very beginning of the year, there were some things that we were on our wish list. One of them was to get on tour with the Foo Fighters, which was being talked about at the time. We got that and more. And to be able to release the album this year and... to have like a successful like single like at radio was something that we really wanted to have.
Yeah, this Body Talks jam is jamming all over
it's
Miami.
Going
it's
really
on the
good.
Shark, man. It's
going
jamming.
Great. And like we're waiting for it to go like top 10 at Alternative, which would mean like a massive, it would be a big deal for us, you know. And to be putting on the best live show that we've ever done. And we've kind of crossed off like, you know, 4 out of 5 at the moment, so we're doing really well.
When you guys got a new album coming out, you guys put so much work, heart, and soul into it. Like, what is the weeks leading up to when it's about to drop? Is it nervousness? Is it happy that you put in everything into it? What is the mindset there?
I think we put a lot of new tracks into our live set, and a lot of them are the singles or the ones that we've been dropping like before the album's coming out.
Sure.
So it's been great to see the feedback from those specific songs and getting people to like sing along with us. I think we're all really excited to let this kind of like animal out of its cage, so to speak, because it is a bit of a beast, to be fair.
Yeah.
And once it starts getting a hold of people and like shaking them up, seeing like what the reaction's going to be, like those first kind of like 2 weeks after the album comes out, there's songs on there that we've never played live.
Yeah.
Which we're kind of like eager to hear people's responses. So we're very excited.
How do you know, is it a case of like people are jamming out in the crowd, if they maybe not know the lyrics quite as well, is it people singing back to you? Like, how do you know, like, man, that one hooked?
If they're singing back, it's a very, very good sign. Like Bulletproof Baby, it's been going down really well. We released a song called Fire as well. You get the sense. Like, Body Talks is insane. Like, when we play that so early on in the set as well, it feels like it's been out as long as, like, Could Have Been Me or Kiss This. It gets everybody ignited. So it's been really good, you know.
So I don't know if you know this or not. Actually, you probably don't. But the only reason why we're broadcasting from here today, because we usually broadcast from here on Fridays.
Because you all have terrible gambling habits.
Well, we are all degenerates, but that's besides the point. But we heard you were going to be here, and this guy right here, Tobin, is obsessed with anyone with a British accent.
That's true.
Right.
So we said, listen, if we could be in the same building as the Struts, and there's a possibility we could talk to you guys, because obviously you're amazing musicians and your songs are all over the world, but more importantly because you have a British accent,
then that
really is going to make this show. Because he's a little bit obsessed.
I just find jealousy, like, in how classy you all sound. That's like that's the thing that's just like, man, you guys are so much more cultured and eloquent.
That's not what it is. That's not.
He's got the Irish in him. That's why he's got it.
It was pretty. Did you guys see that whole melee that went down a couple weeks ago? Like he fought this dude and like it was pandemonium that broke down.
We played a show.
It's crazy, man. Like I don't know what it is too, but like the amount of the fan base that he was able to bring. Like, do you guys notice that from playing over in England and playing over here? What is I guess the way the fans kind of react? How does that go for you guys?
I think we're blessed with people that know what to expect when they come to the show. I honestly do believe that. It's kind of like clapping your hands and singing along and letting yourself go and joining in is almost becoming like the gimmick, a great gimmick,
yeah,
of what's expected. It's the same as wearing suspenders and high heels going to watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's it's expected. And we're blessed that whether it's Japan, Germany, UK, Canada, America, they all react on top form.
Yeah, is the world smaller now just because of social media and everybody's able to connect
really
to you in so many ways?
Of course, especially every day when you just scroll through things and it's people constantly saying, hey, come to Australia, come here and come there, and when are you going to play this, when are you going to play that? Really gives you this sense of wow, you know, it's incredible. I mean, of course, still takes X amount of time to get here and there.
Totally.
You know, we're not quite there yet, but it definitely feels a lot smaller. I feel like our fans as a community is kind of like, it's very strange being on such a massive planet, but yet they all seem like right in front of you at the same time.
So what's the next box you guys want to check off? You said 4 out of 5.
I mean,
stadium tours.
We've got some really
Wembley.
Cool things coming this, well, still to come for this year.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure if I can talk about just yet.
Well, you know, don't ruin anything.
But they're going to be fantastic experiences. I think we'd love to see Body Talks just do as well as it can. Yeah. And it feels like a train that just won't let up at the moment. It's still going.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And that's great for us. You know, it's good to know that a song that you put a lot of hard work in is doing a lot of work for you. You know, the song will do its job and we can do ours, you know.
Should he have to do his British accent for you?
Yeah, I would like to hear. I'd like to hear.
Do you guys know of the British running back Jay Ajayi? Because
no.
he played. We have a team with the Miami Dolphins. Do you guys like follow soccer? Like, is that what you're into, or not into sports at all?
Yeah. Who are your, who are your English soccer teams, by the way?
What is your What is your Premier League team?
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, he's a huge Arsenal fan.
An Arsenal tattoo.
He loves Arsenal. Well, Jay Ajayi, he was the Dolphins running back 2 years ago. He's actually a huge Arsenal fan as well.
Legend.
And so it kind of brought upon the bring us a little bit culture here, love. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be the most cockiest running back in the whole damn league because. Only four running backs all time run for back-to-back 200-yard games.
You sound like...
And he has to use love every sentence.
Well, everybody's love. Yeah, I don't know. But,
He's still got some southern...
Best of luck with the tour, guys. Best of luck with the album.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate you having fun with us.
You've never been redder in your life.
I know, man. Well, there's also
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.